What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are we
doing? Stupendous on this Friday. How are you doing, sir?
Stupendous as well.
We have four positive news stories because we can't leave you all without having more positive news for the weekend. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews with a comment help us spread our positivity so much. If you send us a positive news story and give us a five-star review with a comment, we will send you a Positive Proof t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your positive news story, sir?
I have a follow-up story. It's Thanksgiving time. So check this out. There's this motorcycle club. I actually did this story probably 2 or 3 years ago. You probably did the story 2 or 3 times as well throughout all the time we've been recording this podcast. But True Breed Motorcycle Club, again this year, they've gotten a bunch of meals together to donate to their community. This started off with 75 frozen turkeys years ago. Last year, they donated around 400 families, donated food to 400 families, and this year they plan on doing it times four. They want to feed over 1,200 families this Halloween, Thanksgiving season, and I thought it was amazing. They've actually teamed up with other motorcycle clubs and inspired other motorcycle clubs to do it for their community, and I thought this was really cool because I remember seeing the story a few years ago, JP, and I was like, oh, this is cool, motorcycle club. I was watching Sons of Anarchy at the time, so I was like, this is cool to see something positive. It's a cool motorcycle show, JP. One day you'll watch it. That being said, the fact that they're continuously doing this and they're setting a goal, that's the part to me that I really wanted to shine on. They're not just out here doing it so they can get some positive publicity. They're actually trying to do it bigger and do more for their community. And that is inspiring in itself.
Bonus, it's the 10-year anniversary of the podcast was a couple of weeks ago. And the first Thanksgiving story you did was the guy
that accidentally texted the grandma. They did it again this year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you get the story?
We're doing it now.
Oh, let's get it.
That's what happened.
Oh, they did it again. Oh, I thought there was more details to it. My bad. I apologize.
You should tell them about that.
So there was this man who accidentally, and I'm sure we've all heard this story, but let's bring it up. He accidentally texted this woman thinking it was his grandma, but it happened to be a completely different person. The text messages were so funny that they actually decided to meet up for Thanksgiving. And he ended up going over to this family, had Thanksgiving dinner, and they enjoyed it. They had laughs. They took pictures. The post that went on social media went so viral, they decided to do it again the next year and the next year and the next
years
year.
Now, look, that man is married. Kids.
He brought his girlfriend 1 year. They were engaged another year. The grandma actually lost her husband throughout the time that it happened as well, too. And they still continue doing this. They actually became a family over the years. And you're right, JP, they did do it again this year. I saw it, but I didn't read it, the whole article. I don't know why, but we're here now.
Yeah, the original text was she sent the text to the wrong person. She was like, yeah, we got this and this. And he was like, yo, you got the wrong person, but let me come through.
Yeah, can I still come over? She was like, yeah, sure, of course.
That is the point of Thanksgiving.
In fact, one thing that we don't talk about on here on the podcast too often because there's no visual right now.
There is a visual. It's just I haven't been edited.
You're good, man. That being said, the young man is black and the woman was white. That family was white. We don't talk about it enough, but like race didn't matter for them. It was just two nice people getting together and continuing a tradition.
Food makes everything unified.
Yeah, you're right. I don't see color when food's in front of me. Maybe just red. Like, I'm going crazy.
Says the 130-pound male.
150. I weighed 152 this week at one point in time.
My bad, 129. So I have a theme today for my positive news stories.
That's very interesting.
California.
Oh.
Since you have a follow-up, I'm going to do my follow-up about Project Nexus. Announced this story back in March, but now we got a follow-up. It went live in September. So what Project Nexus is, if you haven't heard of it, they are taking solar panels and they're covering the riverways in California with them. So what the solar panels are going to do is they're going to bring in, of course, more clean energy and all that. But what they've realized is that not only is it blocking sunlight that would otherwise heat the water, which would cause it to evaporate, it has saved, since they've been doing it, 63 billion gallons of water annually. Enough to irrigate 50,000 acres of farmland. That's how much, just from the evaporation it's saving.
I'm sorry, can you go back to the billions of gallons you just
63
said?
63 billion gallons of water annually.
That's so much.
While generating clean electricity. Okay. That's not the best part. That's not the best part. So what another thing they realize is that with cooler water temperatures, it actually benefits fish and other aquatic life. And we're not done yet. Not done yet. Weed growth goes down to nothing. So there's actually lower maintenance costs, because what they would have to do with these canals is they would have to send people to get the weeds out. Now there's less weeds. So now they're actually paying less in maintenance. So they're generating electricity. We're irrigating more land. We're saving water. We're getting more clean energy, and we're doing less maintenance.
So we're going green in California today. I think that's wild to think about, JP. All those things, you know how much money is being saved? And we all know these politicians love saving their money. So that is something that...
To be fair, we all love saving money.
Yeah, all right, fine. But that being said, they're saving so much money and making money out of it, and we're going green. We got to continue that.
Before we get to our last two positive news stories, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Paper clips. I used a paper clip 3 times this week, 2 for some papers, and then 1 time I had to use it for Layla to tie her pants together. And I was like, man, paper clips are like the coolest thing in the world.
I thought that was called a bobby pin.
No, I'm talking about a paper clip. I didn't have a bobby pin or a belt.
How
I made
did
it.
You make it work?
Exactly, JP. Exactly. I had to unbend that thing, and I tied it together to where two went through 2 belt loops, and her pants were good for the rest of the like hour, 2 hours that we were there.
So need to get Layla a belt for Christmas?
Probably. I mean, at the time she was good moving around. I probably should have put a belt on her before he left the house. No, you don't know. That's part of the dad life. Always forgetting something. That being said, I used that paper clip and I thought I was MacGyver. I know that goes over a lot of people's head. That was a show from like the 80s or something. He would create all kinds of stuff with random things that were around him. Might have been the first time.
That's good.
Yes.
Nice. I am grateful for all the podcasts out there, and hopefully we're doing this for you all, for making your commute just a little bit better. That is the one thing of most people listen to podcasts while they're commuting. If we are making your commute better, that helps with the goal. And I'm grateful for the music, the podcast, anything that makes the commute better driving back and forth.
You know, I listen to more podcasts when I drive than music now. So I feel that.
Nice. What do you have for your next positive news story?
Mine's a heartstring puller. It's not too much of a string puller, but I thought this was super cute, so I wanted to talk about it on here. I have this man by the name of Edward. He's 82 years old. And I have a woman by the name of Marlene that's 78 years old. They started going to this YMCA in Maryville. And they started flirting a little bit, getting to know each other. They started bonding. They both lost their spouses about 6 years before. They would splash each other in the pool, middle school kids, high school kids. But
things never changed.
Exactly. As time went on, Edward and Marlene, they started liking each other. They actually fell for each other really quick. So fast that Edward decided to ask her to marry her. Marlene was like, I don't know about this. She actually took a whole calendar year before she actually said yes. So this November, on November 12th, they actually were surrounded by friends and family. And 1 lifeguard inside of the YMCA pool that they met at. They actually got married and had their ceremony inside of the pool, dressed up in front of their friends and family.
When you say dressed up, like?
Tuxedo with a hat on.
In the water?
Yeah, man, nice little veil. I have a couple pictures I'll definitely share to the Facebook page. That's the only reason why when I saw it, I thought it was like hilarious. But then when I read it, I was like, you know what? This is super cute. You're never too old to fall in love. You know what I mean? I'm all about love. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So anytime I see anything like this, I always think of a Netflix movie that I need to watch or something. But whenever I saw the picture of them standing in the pool and their family and friends that were there, you could just tell it was a truly just lovable moment. So I wanted to share it here on the podcast because I know we don't hear about things like this all the time.
I also love how the older you get, you're like, no, I'm doing this on my time. She was like, oh, you asked me? I'm going to answer in a year. I'm on my time.
He was consistent, though, to be like, hey, you got that answer yet for a whole year? Shout out to you, Edward. Shout out to you.
Yeah. Very nice heartstring pour. And then I over here have some like analytical sciences cool with California with the positive.
No, we're just being ourselves today on this Friday.
So you used to live in California.
Indeed. Was just out there.
You ever hear of a rolling blackout in California?
A rolling what?
Blackout.
No.
It's where there's too much energy being used, so there's blackouts in the area.
Oh, wow.
So that used to be a thing, Southern California, a lot.
That's where I'm from, too. That's wild. Our electricity just got cut off, so I don't know if it was a blackout or we just didn't pay the bill.
Well, Probably didn't pay the bill because California hasn't issued a flex alert, which is a public appeal to conserve energy since 2022. And they haven't had a blackout since then because experts have attributed this to a massive ramp up in battery energy storage. Battery storage capacity in the state has grown by 3,000% since 2020, from 500 megawatts to 15,700 megawatts. Need that on my phone for sure. These batteries are especially useful in the late afternoon, early evenings when solar production drops because the sun is setting and electricity demand is still high. California Independent System Operator head said this battery fleet is a real game changer with grid reliability. There's still some challenges because the grid's 100 years old, like most infrastructure in America, but this has been the first positive step that has saved from blackouts and helped people go on with their lives because we couldn't function as a business without electricity. I don't know many that could. Shout out to Cali.
Shout out to Cali doing what they need to do to make this world better.
It is Friday. Do you have a parent corner story before we get out of here?
Tell me why when I got home from work, my son was like, Daddy. Actually, I went straight over to my in-law's house. It's Friday. So I always go over there to eat dinner. Get over there.
Sounds nice.
It is, honestly. I'm not going to front.
Who makes the food?
She does every Friday. In-law. Oh, yeah. Great. It's honestly like the most underrated thing I don't talk about. Oh my gosh. I thought it was Thanksgiving. I'm like, why did you cook so much? It's just us. She's like, oh, I was off early. Oh, okay. So I'm eating. My son, of course, he doesn't eat unless I'm like there at the house and he wants to eat off of my plate. But the reason why I'm bringing up my son, he was on my hip the whole time. We're getting ready to leave because the kids were supposed to stay the night there. Daddy, no, I go with you. And I'm like, first off, I didn't know you could even say I go with you. Second off, are you sure you don't want to stay here? No, I go with you. Mommy can stay. He was trying to get his mom to stay and me and him just go back to the house and watch TV in his room. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. The thing is, he's communicating verbally now versus like just pulling and crying. So it's pretty cool.
Let me translate this story. Tim is very happy about the great food he had and the fact that he's the favorite parent in the household.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shout out to the daughter. She scored 100 on her spelling test. I know I brought it up earlier in the week, but this is her first 100 of the year on spelling. And yeah, I helped her with her homework. So yeah, I'm definitely talking about that like all week long, studying those spelling words. Ooh, she's excited to tell me.
What was the hardest spelling one?
Like, I think it was whiskers.
Yeah, whiskers.
That was probably the hardest one, which whiskers and pocket.
Right?
Yeah, she said.
Yeah, whiskers pretty hard.
You could spell whiskers.
Well, I'm about to embarrass myself on the podcast. I'm not editing this. Whiskers, W-H-I. D-K-E-R-S.
Now you can't say anything to me about this math homework. We were actually, me and Edna were talking about it. We were like,
how you spell? Hold up.
S-K-E-R-S.
S-K.
Whiskers. W-H-I-S-K-E-R-S.
That's a C. Huh.
Yeah, you did.
To be fair, last week I said spelling is important on the things I was grateful for, and I said I couldn't do it. Remember?
You did.
I just proved it. Wasn't lying with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Oh, I'm roasting you after this. It's okay, though. It's okay. See, that's why I was so proud. Whenever she told me she got 100
on the test. Can definitely do pockets. P-O-C-K-E-T-S. Take that.
Those were the two challenge words on her test. She said only 4 kids got 100, though, and she was one of them. She said the teacher only announced the kids that got 100, and when she said her name, she started crying. I was like, oh, I'm proud of you. We did study that for 4 days, so I was hoping she got a 90 at least, because I think her last spelling test, she got a 60, and I wasn't too happy about that. You know, I realize as well, you got to put in mad effort with your kids with their education. I can't just leave it all on Edna or leave it on them to really learn. Like, I have to sit there with them. My kids, Layla anyway, she prefers to do her work with me, so I have to like really sit there and like, hey, stop playing around, do your homework.
We should stop because I have a very non-positive truth joke to make about you and Tammy.
Tammy's my sister, for those that are listening. Twin sister at that.
Tammy was in all the gifted classes, blah, blah, blah. Tim was like,
I was regular Ed chilling, getting straight C's for a minute. Oh, man.
So yeah, I was just going to be like, oh, you got to put in bad work. And I was like, so what happened with you and Tammy?
My mom did homework with Tammy. No, I did it with me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
just...
that's how I know it's not true.
Yeah, it ain't true. Yeah, Tammy had that motivation, man. I definitely didn't.
So I'm saying it's different kids, different thing.
I had a counselor tell my mom, no, we're not putting him in sped. He's doing this on purpose. Look at his grades. He had straight A's right here. Now he has straight C's. He's doing just enough to pass. I was like, Miss Taylor.
Yeah, I got that too once.
I think we were probably all in the same grade. Oh, man. Good old middle school.
No, mine was elementary.
See, I was great in elementary. Once I got to middle school and realized, oh, I need to be cool to survive, forget my education.
You have a quote before we get out of here.
Not that one. Not that one. Yes, I do. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Quotes by Tim.
Nice. We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.